Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Before jumping into the topic of how young people are making money on social media, I want to first talk about the morality behind young people making money in the first place. Because something that's very interesting to me is the fact that there's not a lot of restrictions behind at what age can a young person, for example, own a YouTube channel that actually generates money. And I think this is something that we really need to pay attention to, and it's something we shouldn't be ignorant of. As a young person, it's okay for you to have a work ethic, for you to consider yourself a productive human being who can actually, you know, who can add value to the world and to someone who has money and who can give you, money for that, right? But it's also important for us to understand that there is something that when you're too young, there are certain things that you should not be doing when you're a young person, there are so many other things you could be focusing on instead of focusing on making money, right? That shouldn't be your biggest and most immediate ambition to make money. Your biggest and most immediate ambition should be to develop yourself as a young person. So what you should do is rather focus your attention on the things that will develop you for the future, because that's the time that you currently have. And having a life, like playing, engaging, building relationships with your friends and other people, that is the most important thing you could be doing. And I can tell you now, as a person who is at the age that I'm at, looking back, I wish I had focused more time on just developing myself and I wish I had more people in my life who were encouraging me to do so. But not only that, but also just giving me the resources to do so. Because as much as you may hear music videos tell you that money is all that matters in this life, it's not, to be quite honest. Like, working on your personality, working on building friendships and having experiences with those friendships is incredibly important, because those are the people that are going to journey with you when you get older. So I don't want to spend too much time on this, but I do want to preface the conversation we're about to have by just mentioning the fact that making money on social media is not something that as a young person you should immediately jump into, right? There is a reason why there are labor laws that protect young people from working. In fact, a young person of a particular age is not allowed to work. Let's say, for example, in acting, there are specific amount of hours that they can make you work within a week or within a day. I think it's like 4 hours a day. I'm not sure. But there's a reason why those exist. And I know as young people, we try to be rebellious and think that we're special. But it's also important for us to understand that there are pros and cons to this. And some of the scars that are left by childhood labor can last a very long time and rob you of a childhood. So have a childhood before you ever consider doing this. But another conversation we need to have is the fact that making money online is accessible to young people. It's something that a young, talented person can just decide to take a phone and start posting videos. And before the end of the year, they could be the most popular 13, 14, 15 or 16-year-old you've ever seen as a result of making such videos. So this is something that's very important for us to consider, right? The fact that, and I'm not saying that you shouldn't be posting videos at that age, obviously with the consent of your parents. I think from 16 onwards, there becomes less and less of a worry because you're so much closer to 18. But younger than 16, you really need to do this with caution. And I know that it's a long shot for me to ask you to do this. I would advise that you consult with a parent and have a guardian that's constantly monitoring you. But now, moving closer towards the conversation that we want to have, right? Let's first of all acknowledge the fact that social media as a means of making money for young people is there. And there's just too little barriers for young people not to make the attempt. And not only that, but they have all of these influencers surrounding them. We have all of these influencers surrounding us that are encouraging us to be like them. And not to mention that being an influencer, or being a YouTuber rather, is at the top five when it comes to surveying young people. It's top five of jobs that young people are pursuing. That's a very, very incredible statistic to consider, right? So think about that as you're sitting there, the fact that this is the reality that a young person today is growing in, a reality where their phone that's in their hand can start making them money. They could start playing games online. And from playing those games, like video games or computer games or even on a console, recording those games and adding their personality to it and immediately start be making money and being a celebrity, right? So that's why I wanted to open this up with a word of caution for young people, that you have to understand that this is not something as accessible as it may be. It is something that you shouldn't take for granted. It is something that you shouldn't take lightly. The fact that you can just open your phone and start creating content and then being paid for that content. So the first thing I want to talk about is the fact that, first of all, it is incredibly accessible to do so. There are many different platforms that allow you to do so. First of all, YouTube is the most reliable. YouTube is the most prominent. YouTube is the most dominant. One of the main reasons is because when you are on YouTube and you start making videos, then you build an audience. I think you have to get to, they have a threshold. I think you have to get to 1,000 subscribers and 4,000 watch hours for long form videos, and then you start making money. And then for short videos, it's a much, much larger threshold. I think you have to get like 1 million views, because the idea with short videos, YouTube shorts, is the fact that shorter videos get a lot of views and they go viral much quicker. And I've seen it with my own eyes. They go viral much quicker and you can reach a huge amount of views in a very short space of time. So you have to be very consistent. So once you've reached that, then you become a YouTube partner, and YouTube immediately starts taking the adverts that are playing on your channel, because there are companies that pay for those adverts, and then YouTube takes the money that they get from those companies and they give you 55% of that money and they take 45%. So that's how money is made on YouTube. Now let's move on to, let's say for example, TikTok. TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram don't yet have a partnership program where immediately after you reach a certain threshold, then they start giving you a certain amount of money. They don't do that. However, if you grow as an influencer and become relevant enough and become big enough, companies begin approaching you. That happens on YouTube as well. This is also something that I've seen with my own eyes, right? That happens. Companies will start sending you emails, questions about how they can partner with you, trying to figure out if you're an affordable creator. And that's how young creators make money, right? And this also with gaming as well, because you might be sitting at home as an older person wondering, why would anyone pay anyone for this amount of money, right? I understand. But remember that attention is currency. Companies are trying to get people's attention in order to sell something to them. It's the reason why TV makes money, traditional television. It's the reason why radio makes money. It's the reason why podcasters make money, because their job, you as a creator, your job is to bring people's attention towards you. And then the platform that you're bringing those, or let me not actually say the platform. So you bring views towards you and people's attention towards you. And then there are companies that come and help you monetize that attention by allowing you to expose that attention towards them. So it's sort of like you're renting your audience to the company and they pay you for it. This is a very common practice. It's existed for a very long time, even before YouTube. Google has been doing it with Google search for a very long time. So it's just a matter of leveraging an audience to advertisers, and then the advertisers pay you for the attention of that audience so they can advertise to them. So this is something that's been going on for a very, very long time. So that's just the basic understanding of how making money online works. But it's not just through content creation. A lot of young people now are making merchandise, like selling t-shirts, making videos that putting them behind a paywall, where you have your normal videos that you make on your platform, but then you have videos that you have hidden behind a paywall. Maybe it's like a lesson, a course, or some dance moves, or a singing some songs that you want to give access to your audience. Those you put behind a paywall, and people are actually willing to pay for this. And it's very interesting as to how this world of content creation is evolving, and not just content creation, but you also have young people that are now learning that they can be online employees working for companies. So I want to talk about influencers, and there is also that aspect of it where the world has now become a market, where you as a person looking for a job don't only have to consider the country you're in, but the world in its entirety has become a place where you can start fishing for jobs. So this is also just a seed that I want to plant in your mind. I can't really go into too much depth, and I can't even get into too much depth in terms of some of the, I mean, we have spoken about how to be safe online, so how to be very careful when online, but not particularly touching on what we're talking about today. But what I want to do, what I do want to leave you with is, if you haven't yet, if you haven't ever done it, if you were to make money on the internet, how would you go about doing it? And if you say that I would create content because that just give me passive income doing something that I enjoy, what content would you make?
The topic for discussion this evening is entrepreneurship on social media and the possibility that we can make money from social media. And there's various ways to do that. You get that on YouTube, you get subscriptions from people paying ads and a part of their subscription fee. On Facebook, you get it through marketing and stuff like that. And that's how you do it. And then I don't want to address the ones where you need to sell adult content that I firmly believe is against anything the Bible teaches and Christianity as a whole. But let's have a look at what's happening on YouTube and stuff like that with regards to generating an income. Now, you can, obviously. I don't think it's very easy. I think it takes a lot of hard work and a lot of dedication. And that's exactly why I want to talk about it. I follow certain people, a lot of people actually, with regards to YouTube. And I don't know if you know, but there's sort of this niche thing on YouTube called PetTube. And it's people that shares their fish tanks and snakes and lizards and whatever they keep, right? Not a lot of dogs, or not a lot of normal pets, if you can call it that. But they've got these pets and they've got these stuff. And countless times I've noticed people falling into immense depression. You see their content is not being uploaded as they usually were. And then all of a sudden they come out with this video, I can't do it anymore. And it's just these people talking out and say, listen, I need to address the elephant in the room. And that is, like, I started this channel because I love animals and I love taking care of my pets. But all of a sudden I just didn't feel like it. Because YouTube, in order for you to stay on top of your algorithm and on top of the people's minds, you need to upload content. And you need to sort of have, let's put it out there and be honest with one another, you need to have clickbait. You need to do something that will people, when they see the thumbnail, when they see the title, whatever the case might be, they need to click that. And when you get that sorted, then people will follow. And then people tell you, these content providers tell on their videos, the stuff that I follow, they will say, listen, I just don't cope anymore. I don't love my pets like I used to because they just became a source of income. And when I don't generate money from them, I don't feel I need to keep them. There's this one guy that has loads of fish and fish tanks. And I've noticed very, very often he would change his entire layout in the room that he's keeping the fish just to keep people entertained, to keep people watching his videos, and then that way he generates income. Now, I get that if you get a couple of hundred views or a couple of million views on your YouTube videos, you would get a lot of money. I totally do understand that. But what's the point of all of this if you start losing your passion? And that's actually just the one thing that I want to head out with. I know that we can have a massive conversation and it's a total career choice that you can make. But I want to, let me be the voice of reason this evening and tell you that it comes, as in with all things, with an immense sacrifice. It's not easy. It's not overnight money. It comes with an immense sacrifice. There's one guy that I follow, and I just don't want to share sad stories all evening, but I think it's worthwhile to mention it. There's a guy that I follow that builds guitars, right? So he would build a guitar live on TV. You can watch him for 12 hours building the guitar. he did the exact same video in which he came out and said, listen, I need to talk about my mental well-being and I need to tell you, like, listen, I'm not coping. Pushing out this content, pushing out the media that I need to push out to stay on top of my game is costing me my life. I don't have family time. I don't have anything. Whatever I do, whatever I think about what media can I pursue? What can I put out there in order for people to still watch my videos? How am I going to source an income? And you live this very selfish lifestyle because you've got one, well, you feel selfish and all by yourself. You've got 1 million people watching your videos, and out of that 1 million people, it's the bad comments that break you down. It's the negative, or the thumbs down ratings and all that that crack your absolute self-image. So I'm putting, as I said earlier on, I'm the voice of reason this evening. Pursue it. By all means, pursue it. If you can, by all means, do it. But do realize that you are walking into an active minefield.
Share the love. Share the truth. Share the life on 657 AM.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.